All we need is love. Sounds good for a song, but is it really true that all we need is love? Love is all we need. I'm going to share these words again that Caroline beautifully shared with us. Thank you for that. From one of John Lennon's most famous songs, Imagine. Think about these words as you sit in church and worship in this particular Christian context that we're in, and see if these words fit with who we are, or if they bump up against us and say, well, this is not who we are. That's a question I have for you. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion, too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world, and the world would live as one. Someday you'll join us, and the world would live as one. John Lennon or Jesus? If I didn't tell you who said it, would you be even able to wonder if maybe that was part of what Jesus was about? A world without religion, a world without religious wars and strife, a world without greed and hunger. I kind of think that was part of his vision. When I was newly out of seminary in my first church, I do remember, and I don't know if it was the culture at the time or if it was small town America where I was serving a small church, but there was some sort of Christian fear about words like this. And I remember just bumping up against at least one parishioner, a couple really, that thought this kind of vision was dangerous. It wasn't Christian. This was back in the 80s, and there was kind of this new age fear of what new age, you know, sort of thought and religion or paganism or whatever you want to call it. But it wasn't religious enough. It wasn't Christian enough. It was dangerous, and it was contrary to the Christian message. And especially we were working with kids and youth, and we can't corrupt them with this kind of thing. Well, we've been doing that for hundreds of years too, right? Being fearful about corrupting our kids with all this new music. Back in the 60s, it was the Beatles and this hippie music. Oh my God, the world is going to hell. Imagine there's no heaven. Imagine there's no religion. And if you wonder if that really is a Christian vision, then I give you this great finale in this book we call the Bible. In the book of Revelation, not someplace I turn to a lot for my preaching, because I'm not the fire and brimstone type. I'm not even the pearly gates kind of type. But there's some really interesting vision in here. You've got to remember that the book of Revelation is a vision. It's very visual. It's imaginative. Okay, it's not literal. People read this thing literally and they think, well, this is going to happen and there's going to be a beast with seven heads and, you know, all that's really cool stuff. We used to read this at summer camp because we thought it was really cool. There were dragons and kind of cool stuff happening and fire and, you know, destruction. That was cool kind of stuff as a little kid. I thought, wow, this is in the Bible. Well, kind of misses the point if you get caught up in all that drama and think it's literally going to happen. But if you think of this as an artist painting a picture and a vision, and look at the vision. Here's a very important piece of this. He sees, he imagines sort of life with God in eternity looking like a city, which is a really interesting thing. You open this book at the beginning, and it starts with paradise and a garden. And you open this book in the end, and it ends with paradise in a city. It's like the world has been changed by humanity. The garden is no more, but paradise still lives. And in the city, you know, there's still a river of life, and there are trees of life. There's all the things that we had in the garden that was paradise, and now it's in the city. It's the world corrupted, but now redeemed. That's part of the vision. It's a theological vision, if you will, about what life looks like in the kingdom of God. But it's very interesting. I saw no temple in the city. Imagine a world with no religion. I saw no temple in the city. It's right here. This vision of John Lennon's Imagine is right here in Revelation. That I saw no temple in the city, for the temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. I heard Fred Craddock, a lot of you guys know the name Fred Craddock, he's a great Disciples of Christ preacher. Have some of you heard Fred Craddock preach, I'll bet? Okay. he preached at my seminary on this text, and he kind of has you in a station wagon pulling into this new city, the New Jerusalem, and this family, you know, is getting settled in their new community, and they're looking for the church. Right? Where's the steeple? You know, you got to find your church, your new church home in this new community, and it's not there. It's like, oh my gosh. And what's really important about that is if there's not a steeple in the middle of the city, then you don't know who to trust and not trust. Because, you know, that's part of what our religion has been all about over the years. Is, well, I go to this church, and they go to that church, so I know where I stand, and I know where they stand. Well, guess what? Those days are gone in this vision of life in a world without temple, but whose temple is the Lord God. And I come back to the Beatles, another one of their great songs, All We Need Is Love. You don't need the temple. You don't need the drama. You don't need the religious ritual and the ceremony. All you need is the presence of love in all that we do. And that love in its presence for us, as we make this kingdom of God here on earth and in our presence, is specific. I was trying to get at that with the kids without using these big words, but I'll use big words with you because I trust you. Love is particular. It's specific. It's not just some grandiose idea that's abstract and sort of just kind of out there, but the love that we make present in very specific acts. Here's just kind of a silly example. I loved this story, so I thought I'd share it. An old gentleman lived alone in New Jersey. And he wanted to plant his annual tomato garden, but it was very difficult work because the ground was hard. His only son, Vincent, who used to help him, was in prison. So the old man wrote a letter to his son and described his predicament. Dear Vincent, I'm feeling pretty sad because it looks like I won't be able to plant my tomato garden this year. I'm just getting too old to be digging up a garden plot. I know if you were here, my troubles would be over. I know you would be happy to dig the plot for me like the old days. Love, Papa. A few days later, he received a letter from his son. Dear Papa, don't dig up that garden. That's where the bodies are buried. Love, Vinny. At 4 a.m. the next morning, FBI agents and local police arrived and dug up the entire area without finding any bodies. They apologized to the old man and left. The same day, the old man received another letter from his son. Dear Papa, go ahead and plant those tomatoes now. That's the best I could do under these circumstances. Love you, Benny. It's silly, but I like it. It's the best I could do in those circumstances. What is the best that we can do? And what are the specific, you know, what is the particulars of the love that we want to live in and show to others? Let's think about being people of love. Particular in our love. In this conversation, in this meeting that I'm going to be part of with three or four people, in this garden out back as I, you know, create space for people to walk this property, what are the particulars of my love for these people, for these kids, for this place, for our community, right? A lot of you did some specific acts of love on Friday and fed a smaller than usual crowd, but at Sea Foam we've fed around 100, is that right? So knowing that what the world needs is love, that someday our only temple will be love, our only religion will be love, and that is a day that we all imagine and participate in today if we are bold and brave. Thanks be to God.